Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Guys, we say this every morning. It's imperative that your daily grind, your daily hustle involves what God has for you. You can't go wrong with that, because he wants you to build a big business. So I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday, Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share it out with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Today, you're going to want to come in the queue extremely early, because this is going to be a discussion time. I need you guys to let it all out here at Power Start Your Day so you can go out and build your business with immense power. Build your business with the certainty of success. You know, we've been talking about common mistakes that's hindering your own results in your network marketing business. The hindrances could be something that's slowing you down. It could be something that stops you. Whatever it is, it's not allowing you to take your spot at the top. It's making the process longer. When I hear my pastor, my co-pastor, Dr. Sherry Gaither, she'll say it's frustrating your destiny. It's so funny. And when you're going and you're hearing the word of God in the same house for nearly 14 years, and my God, did that word just come rattling up on the side of me even during this testing time with our family. You know, we've been driving back and forth 3 to 4 hours daily with our family for, you know, to support my brother, and he is coming along, but it is going to be a long journey. But we are totally believing God for 100% healing. And in the process, I begin to pay attention to a lot of things and why I'm so grateful for the network marketing industry. Family, you never know what may hit you, your family, what have you, and you have to be prepared. You have to be spiritually, emotionally, financially prepared. Network marketing gives you this opportunity. So when we start talking about today, and we're coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, 9 verse 25, and we have the New King James Version, but I'm going to give it to you in some plain English as well, because I need you guys to understand that one of the common mistakes that's hindering your uncommon results in your network marketing business. You guys know a lot of people think network marketing don't work, but many people are not working it, or they're not working it correctly. They need to finish the sentence. And many of you all are on the line. And today what we're going to discuss, some of you either have dealt with this or you've dealt with this in your teams as you're building your businesses. And it's very common for people to have what is considered the rubberneck syndrome. This is a common mistake where they have the rubberneck syndrome. The rubberneck syndrome a lot of times start with the comparitis that we've been talking about over the last few days, where people start comparing themselves. And you know how that is when people are in traffic, and you realize that the whole holdup, maybe it was an accident that has been moved to the side of the road, and traffic is jam-packed. You're trying to get to the airport, or you're trying to get to work, and it's traffic, and you're thinking that it's the accident, but it's really people with the rubberneck syndrome that's slowing everything down. They just want to see what happens. They're just in everyone's business, their own. Maybe they're looking to make sure it's not one of their family members. Who knows what it is, but we're talking about the rubberneck syndrome that's hindering many people from having uncommon results. It's very common because I see people do it in their companies. I see people watch other people in other companies. Like, you're watching people's lives on social media. It's a television channel. And remember, in network marketing, I don't know, my very first millionaire mentor had told me about television a long time ago. He said, listen, this was before I was earning my first $25,000 a month. He said, if you're not earning at least $20,000 a month, you don't deserve to own a television. I don't know. He led me to think about, to give a concentrated focus, which we're going to be talking about today, a concentrated focus. Anthony Robbins talked about concentrated focus builds massive businesses. Concentrated focus, targeted focus on one thing, one company, your goal. Many people don't have this because of the rubberneck syndrome. And you don't even realize that you may not be moonlighting with other companies, but you're moonlighting on your goals. You're moonlighting on your destiny. So we got to go to the Lord for this one, because some people are going to say, oh, that's not me. I've been working my one company all this time. But let's see, are you really having targeted focus? Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we're so glorious and glad that we're in the land of the living. Dear Lord, right now, as we are picking up our minds and our souls to give you full attention right now to hear what you would have to say. As your servant decrees, we're allowing your Holy Spirit to increase here at Power Start Your Day. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we want to make sure that Christ is the first go-to for all of our needs. Father God, right now we're in the need of a very clear understanding of what we should be doing in this season of our lives so that we will have targeted focus to be able to have uncommon results. You have called us the ecclesia, the called out ones. You said we are a peculiar people. We should not be looking like the world. Dear Lord, right now as we are pursuing kingdom and bringing everything on heaven to the earth, we're careful to acknowledge you in all that we do as we go out to do great exploits in your name. They will know that you've sent us because of the supernatural results that we'll create here on earth. But we know we can't do that without you. Father God, our first focus is on you and your word. You say, seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness. All things will be added unto us, according to Matthew 6 and 33. We're leaning on today. As that word in itself is making all of our crooked paths straight. We know that if we lean on you and we focus on you, you illuminate us with every next direction that we should do. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that not only comforts us, but directs us and corrects us, bringing all the things into our remembrance, things that we knew about our lives before we got here to this earth. We're thanking you right now that every family under the sound of my voice is on alignment, in alignment with what the Lord will have to say and do in their lives in this season. We're counting it all joy. As we're pursuing to take our spot at the top, we'll know that we're doing it for the kingdom first. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that that is being etched in our hearts, etched in our minds, so that our targeted focus is of the kingdom, and that way we know we'll never falter or fail. We thank you, oh dear Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We're thanking you for overflow right now in our households, in every area where there is a deficit. Now, as we are pursuing to have uncommon results, we're turning our hustle on 10, because all we want you to do is be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We love you and acknowledge you and seal this prayer in the blood of our son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so we're going to hop right into the word, right? And so in 1 Corinthians, we know this is Apostle Paul. And, you know, he's talking to the church of Corinth, talking to these people. And I need you to know that when he starts talking about pursuing a crown, pursuing like something big, and we know that the first pursuit, God, we talked about that Matthew 6:33. Go to there. I'm telling you, I can remember years ago. As a matter of fact, I was pregnant with Caden. Caden was 10 years old. So this had to be over 10 years ago. And I went to the first service at church, and I remember driving down, and those, I would love for you to join us sometime at Stronghold Christian Church if you want to on a Sunday. And 7:30 in the morning after that, I was driving down pregnant with Caden, and when I got to the bottom, I went to church very frustrated about things in my life. I was at a place where, you know, our son before Caden, he's 10 years older than Caden, which means he was like 10 and he was, you know, special needs, not walking. Just think about what God already knew, that 10 years later, he'd be out of our house. I never even imagined that, be able living on his own and all that, Juwan. But long story short, that just tells you about our myopic view about what God could do in our lives. But my focus at that time was, oh my Lord, I'm pregnant. Finances are not totally like stable on where we're going and what we're going to be doing. Cause by this time I wasn't even in network marketing. I was still a hairstylist, and I knew that I always had, you know, what people would consider, the pregnancies, I'll be high risk, meaning that it was very clear that most of the time, I remember one doctor even told me, you know, I have an incompetent cervix, so don't expect to have full-term babies or anything like that. God has a whole nother plan. But anyway, I was coming down the mountain, I would say, driving around the winding thing coming from church, and I was crying going to church, and I was crying coming out of church. Has anybody ever been there before? Who would have known that here I am now, encouraging people with the word of God in every area of their life? Because at that point, I felt like my life was a mess. What am I going to do? My job at the time, my job was, I was a hairstylist, and I had to stand, and I had a large clientele, and the only way that we were making money was through the salon, because real estate had now started tripping, so that affected Robert's income as well. And so I'm driving down, and like I said, crying going to church, and then I wiped my tears and walked into the church, and I'm crying coming back out, and I heard a whisper: first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Now I knew that that could not be me, because I was not in a place of encouragement at that time. That's when I began to understand I could hear the word of the Lord. And that whisper, just all of a sudden, it was like it startled me to where I straightened up. Like, God is watching me. I'm here acting like this helpless victim, and I'm not focusing on the right thing. My target is focused on what I don't have versus what I do. And I did have a husband who loved me. I did have other children. I did have so much to be grateful for, but I just couldn't see it. And, you know, I started rubbernecking and wondering maybe my life should have been different. But I could do that in network marketing. So I want to read here what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:25, because sometimes we are not able, God can't give us more because we're not faithful over the little bit that he gives us. So he said, I can't trust you because you rubbernecking in somebody else's life. You're rubbernecking on somebody else's business. But Apostle Paul said, this is how you win stuff. This is how you win big. And so 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, and he was talking about those who run the race, you know, they only receive one prize, and run in such a way that you obtain it. That's in 1 Corinthians 9:24. But I want to focus on 25, right? Because he said, you got to run like you go win. You can't run like you're going to win looking all over the place. Multiple businesses, multiple things, lack of focus. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You're gonna lose. You're going to falter. You're going to fall. And other people going to move right past you. Have you experienced that in your network marketing business? You look up and y'all are on the same planet Earth, but you're in two different worlds or three different worlds, where your world is that your business has been stagnated, sitting still, and you look around and everybody get the same 24 hours. Everybody got the same day, but they did something different with it. They were targeted in their focus. So now look at what he says in 9:25. And this is after he tells you how to run a race. You go back and read 9:24 yourself. And everyone who competes for the prize, I need you to stop here, because God has been taking us to several scriptures where he'll say all, everything. Now he's saying everyone. So now he's pulling out people who are focused on something. They're focused on something called winning, taking their spot at the top, getting uncommon results. He says this, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do not obtain a perishable crown, for we are an imperishable crown. I need to read this for those who are like, okay, what's she saying? Is she speaking a different language? I speak English. So does the word of God. That's why he said you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And then these things that you didn't understand at one point in your life starts just clicking. But I want to read it here in a version that will say, okay, 1 Corinthians 9:25 in New International Version says this, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do not get a crown that will last. Right? We want what God has for us here at Power Start Your Day. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Anything you do for the kingdom, anything that you work as unto the Lord, not unto man, it will last. We don't want to just take our spot at the top. Uncommon result is that you look around in your life, you're in network marketing, and 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 5 years later, you still doing big things in the industry. Now, I tell you, this comes from a targeted focus, comes from you moving out of the place of the rubber net syndrome. Don't you act like you all focused here today. Don't you act like when you see people that started the business same time as you and they are way, way, way further than you, that you're not some kind of way looking at yourself, downing yourself, hindering yourself from taking your spot at the top. So this may lead you to do something like jump to another company. These emotional decisions where you might say, well, they more successful because they got more support than me. They upline everything on the outside. They upline that person did that and whatever, but what are you doing? You're watching what's going on, focus on your target. You're not focused. You're not even there. You're not present in your goals. And so things in your business begin to die. And when your business begin to die, a part of you begin to die, but we want to bring you back. We want to reawaken your spirit and we resuscitate your passion here at Power Start Your Day. You got to get focused. You have to get focused and remove rubbernecking. And sometimes when you're rubbernecking, what you'll do is take yourself into a coma. You start just doing things that are that has nothing to do with income producing activity. You start doing things that have nothing to do with you hitting your goal, thinking that it's just going to fall on you. Some people will do something like try to go build multiple companies. Let me see which one. They start wanting to go Ecclesiastes chapter 11, where King Solomon say, you got multiple streams of income because you don't know when one is going to go down. Listen, uncommon results in network marketing mean that you got a focus, a commitment, a laser-targeted commitment to a company so you can nurture your business, your company, so you can stay in your right mind as you're building your business, because most people don't dovetail well. You already probably going from being an employee to an entrepreneur. You already may be going from, you know, being a solopreneur, working a business, to being now a leader in the business. Most people have to go through transitional training. You can't do that building multiple companies at a time unless you've already mastered how to become a seven-figure earner. You've not made your first four, five, six figures in the company you're in, so you can't master. You can't be a jack of trades and a master of none. It kills me when I see people who are clearly still in training wanting to coach like they are already there. I don't know. When people are looking for uncommon results, you got to stop doing what common people are doing, because they're not being trained at the reality of what does it really take to have uncommon results. Or if they are, they're not coachable. They're not listening. They think they know more, even though they have not done more. Isn't that funny? I can tell you right here, multiple streams of income does not mean multiple companies. You may have investments where your money is working for you, but you can't have things where you have to be present for a certain period of time growing and you grow it all at the same time. Something is going to have a deficit, because remember, while you're building your business, you still have to have your time with God, because you're going to need God. You let God out of the equation, you go down, brother and sister. I'm letting you know. You going down. Something going to happen. You're going to faint. You're going to fail. You're going to fall. And then you're going to be looking for God to get up. So just don't let him out of your sight, number one. Number two, or you're not there for your family. I'm thinking right now, I said, wow, if I hadn't given that time, brother having this, my mom, I'm seeing my mom, and I know that she needs her oldest daughter there with her. I got to shut down. I got to give her the time while I'm still trying to dovetail with the business, but I pay dues. So we have so many leaders because of that concentrated focus, so many leaders who are upholding. I just want to say shouts out to my leaders who are there. They're watching me. They know I'm not this damsel in distress, but when I call them, they're there immediately because of that laser focus, that targeted focus that I've given to my business. Guys, this is the solution. Build your dream in the network marketing industry, because it's going to allow you to have money where now you can put those soldiers to work, put that money to work. You can now start redirecting those funds and let it start building more money for you. It's called leverage, so that you're communicating to your team exactly what it takes. It's the worst thing in the world where you have people in network marketing businesses and they're on social media saying, I'm all in, but behind closed doors, they're trying to pull their same team into somewhere else. That is called network marketing suicide. Very few people can build multiple businesses at the same time. Very few people can literally be targeted in one target and have your eyes in all sort of direction, cross-eyed in the industry. You can't even see straight. Let's open up the call this morning, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 480, last 47725. Common mistake that's hindering your uncommon results. Good morning, family. How you doing?
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Again, I thank God for your laser focus and everything that you say. And I'm just glad that you're just in tune in tune with God and that you're able to just echo his voice, you know, across this earth. One thing that you said a lot, and what's funny is I was just having a conversation with my team yesterday, because I said, you know, I said, this is the month where, I mean, I'm just going to go bananas with my team this time. I said, you know what? If I need to camp out at your house with a tent, I'm going to help you. If I need to spend the night and be your roommate, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do whatever I can, because what I do is I pray for each and every member of my team, and I pray against distractions. I pray against insecurities. I pray against, you know, anything that would be placed in their life to cause them to be plucked out of their destiny of what God has for them with this business. But one thing that I said was, you know, as long as I get out the way, God can move, and God's going to build the business, and he's going to be able to do things way beyond my efforts and anything that I can do, because he knows exactly what to do at the right time with the right person, because he created that heart, he created that mind, so he can do it. So yesterday I had a team meeting, and only one of my teammates showed up, but she had the best producing day of her life. Two people came into the business, you know, under her, you know, and we were only there for just an hour. And yeah. Then what happened after that was somebody, one of my other teammates called, and they were always talking about how, you know, every time that I call and I put something in place for everybody to come together, something always happens and she's not able to, you know, to be there. And I said, you know what, you know, I pray against distractions and I pray for you. And I said, unfortunately, something happened. She goes, I said, one thing that I want to let you know is every week that you say that you're not going to be there, you're not going to be in the place where you're supposed to be, then that is what is killing your business, because this is your business that you're building. And then she goes, I said, what I've been able to do is ever since I came into this industry, I've been able to collect a weekly paycheck every week because of me getting out the way and me being in tune with everybody. And then she goes, well, what does that say about you and your team? You're over there collecting the weekly paycheck and your whole team is struggling. I said, what that means is you need to change your frequency. I'm on power 92. You're on power 91. Just dial one step over. I said, you need to go ahead and surround yourself with people that are like-minded. You need to put yourself in a place where people can speak into your life when there's doubt. Because I said, I can't be your only source. I said, whenever there is a team meeting, whenever there's a call, whenever there is something coming up, you need to be there. And I was just talking to somebody yesterday about how it's funny how everybody says this all the time. In order for you to be successful, you need to surround yourself with successful people. But people will say it, but they won't do it. You know, and it's just like, you know, it's like you need to be a person of action. Do what you say you're going to do. And when you do it, it is amazing what happens when you're on the other side.
There you go. I can tell you one thing, Jason. You're 100% on target. You know, it's so funny because that was part of the notes on, you know, who you're hanging around daily. I can tell you something, and I said, let me stop right here on how to win the race. And tomorrow we have to talk about, you know, we're not talking about money, success without your phase five. And we have to discuss the people that you're spending the most time with. And most people, they look in their 24 hours and they look in even a 72-hour journal. Like I said, you're on the same planet in different worlds. If you are trying to be an entrepreneur, but your people you hang around every day are going to work, you ain't gonna make it. You gotta hang around the people who are doing or have the success that you want. If that's a distraction and that's a burden on you, then you look up 5 years later, it doesn't look the same. I don't know how to sugarcoat that kind of stuff for you, because I'm gonna wake you up. I'm not here to let you stay in a coma and let you stay asleep. Jason laid it out. When the young lady, the rubbernecking, she's looking at his check and saying, I'm not taking responsibility that I have a decision. Yet everything comes, but I can choose what can I show up to or what is now to say, oh, that's the distraction. I'm going towards my destiny so I can actually be helping. Have you seen a lot of people who are on life support trying to save somebody else's life? You can't help yourself, but you there saying you're trying to help somebody else. You have got to be around people who are breathing, bringing life into you, and that's part of that targeted focus. You get to choose what you do with your 24-hour day. Nobody ain't twisting your arm unless you incarcerated, and some of us are incarcerated spiritually and mentally. You got a wrong attitude. Rubbernecking at somebody else's results ain't going to get you yours. 201, last four, 4240. Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dana.
Hey. So, oh my goodness, Jason just really laid it out.
Yes, totally. He did.
Oh my gosh. This series, once again, mind blowing, all I can say. In the words of my sister Barbara, is my, this is good. So when you talk about rubbernecking, the first thing that I thought about, not just only rubbernecking on what other people were doing, I'm speaking specifically for myself, I found myself in a place that I was rubbernecking watching as I'm driving by, my life was somewhere else. You know, sometimes you look in that, on that side window, and you're like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be what I'm doing, but I'm not doing that. And I had to really get back into alignment. Yesterday I was thinking about how you go to get a wheel alignment for your car, make things ride right again. And I had to get back into alignment with what I asked for so many years ago. I mean, I share this story all the time. After, you know, my mom passed away, the one thing that I asked for to get out of depression, find a way that I can serve other people so that I can see my mom in heaven again. And in order to do that, I had to get back in alignment. I was so off course. You know, you get into the point where you don't remember the things that you put into the atmosphere because you may be going through some things. But when you get back in alignment, and Jason said it so well, you have to get around the people that are going to feed you the way that you need to be fed. And sometimes when you're in those places that are dark, I'm speaking for myself, right, as I was going through this process, I needed someone else to breathe life back into me. But once I got back into alignment, everything that I was speaking before, it sounded like that's what my mentor, my leadership, my friends were saying. I was like, wait a minute, they've been here all the time, but Dana, you were rubbernecking, not even paying attention that your life was supposed to be on this course so many times before God made it uncomfortable for you, but you wanted to stay comfortable. You wanted to stay in this place where you were losing yourself, and you thought that's where you were supposed to be. I'm excited now that I have something that's going to allow me to have fun in the process, encourage and empower other people in the process, inspire in the process, and feed myself again. But most importantly, it puts me back in alignment with God. Let me know that, yes, as long as I do the work that I've been told to do, that I said, hey, if I can get out of this place, I will do this work. And how amazing is it that it's been packaged in a network marketing opportunity? Oh, my goodness. Does it get any better than that? I mean, I don't know that people understand what this means. The freedom, just, I don't want to be selfish about this, but just the freedom for me to be able to speak freely about my God. You can't go to some 9-to-5 and even have a poster on your wall with a cross. I mean, let's just be honest. So I'm grateful, Nicola. This series has totally blown me away once again. I got to say thank you to my brother Jason. He said so many things on there because I was feeling a little guilty. Like, wait a minute, Dana, you know, you're doing this and that. And I look back and I said, well, I've got to help the team. But wait a second, your team has to also be willing to help themselves.
Okay,
have you done the same work that I'm doing to get the results that I'm getting? We can do this together. I love that phrase that you use, Jason. I'm on power 92.2 92 and you on 92.1. I'm going to borrow that, brother. We got to get on the same frequency. Thank you so much, Nicola.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I can tell you one thing. I love you guys because you're not realizing every morning I say we have different people from time to time coaching you. You guys are the coaches. You don't even realize that you're growing up here in your leadership. I love it, love it, love it. You guys are amazing. You go out and make some things happen. Leaders are growing up here at Power Start Your Day. You're going out and representing the kingdom. You know the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit have an answer. God does not give you the spirit of fear, guilt, shame, all those things that people try. Oh, look at you with your big old house and that check. What you doing over there? I'm like, it's a free country, baby. We all could do the same thing. Come on, join the business, but you got to do what I did. Make the investment of the time, energy, and moolah. Don't rubberneck. Don't look over here. Just look straight ahead. I bless you guys. Let's go out. Make some major things happen for the kingdom. Let them say, whoa, where you come from? Let them know I'm on Team Kingdom, baby. Talk to you soon.